What are your thoughts about some of the data that's come out in terms of cardiac issues and the aromatase inhibitors? We saw that in the exemestane switching trial. We saw it in the big study. How do you put that all together?
Well, I'm going to give you my, maybe it's a controversial viewpoint. I think it's the right viewpoint, but I think that we're forgetting or not being so aware as we could be of the fact that tamoxifen is probably cardioprotective. And I've been in the game long enough to remember that when we started studying tamoxifen as an adjuvant therapy, because we knew that it lowered lipids substantially, we all believed pretty strongly that it was going to show a beneficial cardiac effect. And I think, for example, studies like the NSABP-P1, the prevention study, was originally set up to study cardiac endpoints in a very detailed way. And because such young women ended up going into the study compared to what they expected, the cardiac component was actually dropped because they never believed there would be a high enough cardiac rate to answer the question. But this was a big hypothesis with tamoxifen. And when you look at the data that's available, although it's a bit mixed, I think it shows consistently that there's either no detriment to tamoxifen compared to placebo or control, or that there is a benefit. And there's just been a study published in JCO. It's data that was presented at ASCO a couple of years ago from one of the Scandinavian groups, suggesting that in patients randomized to 5 years versus 2 years of tamoxifen, the 5-year tamoxifen group have lower cardiac events and lower deaths from cardiac events. So I think that what we're seeing in all of these AI versus TAM trials is a small amount of tamoxifen cardioprotection against something. And the closest you can come to finding out what that something is MA17, because it's the only study where the AI is compared to placebo. And in that study, there's no difference in lipids. There's a lipid sub-study that shows virtually no difference. And the cardiac events are not different. And again, Paul showed this morning in the women who've switched over that the cardiac events are not different in the women who switched and the women who didn't. So I think we're seeing tamoxifen protection and maybe, if anything, an extremely small effect with AIs. I don't think it's substantial.
And how about the magnitude of this, if you can try to put it in perspective? I've heard a lot of people saying that at this point it doesn't seem to be that great. Is that your take?
The cardiac difference? I think it's like tamoxifen. I still remain a little bit puzzled about the fact that tamoxifen actually doesn't have a more clear cardioprotective effect. And you wonder if these events are collected well and looked at well. And in fact, the methodology of the studies that's picked them up is the same methodology that originally picked up endometrial cancer as a side effect of tamoxifen. In the Scandinavian countries, they do these big randomized studies, and then they use a registry that picks up other diseases to match. And so they pick up all the cardiac events very well and in a very systematized way. And I think that's maybe why they're showing that more clearly. So I think tamoxifen may actually have a bit more cardioprotective effect than we've been thinking. I suspect the effect with AIs is nothing or very close to nothing. So I think it is not substantial. Whether that answers the question of whether a patient might be better on tamoxifen because of some small amount of cardiac benefit could be a different question.